WMFO Medford 91.5 FM. It is The Big Picture. Derek Gary with you until 9 o'clock tonight, when on the tell, Mikey D will be here with everything you need to know about the Boston music scene. 855-915-9636 is the telephone number. Checking the email during break. And either I am eligible, I got hacked, and I'm eligible for the Equifax data breach settlement, or someone is attempting to fish me. One of the two. Neither is desirable. For those of you who are new to the program, I don't normally spend the entire first hour of the show on a single story, but as I said, it's a local story that has a lot of moving pieces. Normally I try and keep everything to, 15 to 20 minute segments, but there was a lot going on with that, and we had a lot to get through with that. So we're going to try and get through a few different things this hour. And if you're new to the show, stick around to the end, because that's when the real fun happens. Just before On the Town with Mikey D, which you should listen to. Excellent, excellent program. Lots of great local music. As I said before the break, well, let's talk a bit before I get into that. I came across this article from the University of New Mexico newsroom, and they apparently write a version of this story, as near as I can tell, every year as the freshmen come to campus. And this is from the UNM newsroom, University of New Mexico. Do you know what the red zone is? Yes, that's where I expect Tom Brady to be scoring points. That's what the red zone is, right? You should. Well, I do. I know what the red zone is. That's the thing in football where the points are scored, and I'm happy because my team is winning another Super Bowl, and I drafted Josh Gordon, and he's getting touchdowns, and everything is good. With the second week of classes underway, says the University of New Mexico, the Lobo Respect Advocacy Center is taking steps to make sure that student health and safety remain a top focus on campus. The University of New Mexico launched the awareness campaign Reclaim the Red as part of a national effort across college campuses in 2017. Beginning to think these might be Rams fans or Cardinals fans. They don't like Tom Brady in the red zone. Quote, according to some studies, citation please, more than half of college sexual assaults occurred during the first months of classes between the months of August and November, said Cole Carver, an advocate trainer at the Lobo Respect Advocacy Center. This time period is now commonly referred to on college campuses as the red zone. And this term inspired UNM's campaign against sexual assault, hashtag Reclaim the Red. This is a good example of doing it wrong. I will applaud the University of New Mexico for the effort here, but you are doing it wrong. They go on. Doing it wrong. By reclaiming the color red, UNM students are encouraged to take a stand against the red zone and create a cultural shift against sexual misconduct on campus and in the community. Carver says the campaign is not about individual students taking extra or unreasonable precautions or avoiding normal social events at the start of the school year. Rather, this is a quote, rather it is about our collective community commitment as Lobos to be active bystanders by taking responsibility for the safety of those around us to hold ourselves to a higher standard, Carver said. The campaign coincides with the associate students of UNM's goal to create a safer campus environment. So we got a hashtag, take back the red. Is that what it is? Reclaim the red. They have a hashtag, reclaim the red. And I guess you wear red clothing to reclaim the red. And that's going to magically stop campus sexual assault. You're doing it wrong. You're 100% doing it wrong. So following up on this, I had to go see what the real story is, because according to some studies, is not a source. This is from CBS 47 Action News Jax. Down there in Blake Bortles country, Jacksonville, Florida. They're still tracking Dorian's path, according to the pop-up. Red zone. College students warned about spike in sexual assaults at the start of the school year. Colleges across the country are warning their students to protect themselves from sexual assaults during a high crime season. The Rape, Abuse, and Incest National Network reported that more than 50% of sexual assaults occur during the first 6 weeks of classes. Full stop. Full stop. Don't need any some studies. Don't need anything. This is from the Rape, Abuse, and Incest National Network, RAIN. If you don't know who they are, you should know who they are. This is a legitimate group. This is a sincere and legitimate organization that knows what it's talking about. More than 50%, more than half of sexual assaults are going to happen between now and Thanksgiving break. Let that sink in for a second. More than half of campus sexual assaults are going to occur between now and Thanksgiving break. Actually, between now and Halloween. The first 6 weeks of classes, more than half of sexual assaults. That is a staggering number. And because I do not like to see people get hurt, we need to talk about this. The first thing I'm going to say is, everybody who's talking about this is doing it wrong, okay? Let's stop calling it the red zone. The red zone is a thing in football, okay? You say red zone in September, I'm looking for touchdowns. And so are the vast majority of people in this country. In case you hadn't noticed, football is pretty popular. Let's stop calling it the red zone and call it what it is. It's rape season. It's rape season on college campuses. And if you are a freshman, you are the prey. It is open season on you. It is rape season. Start calling it rape season. Now, not all sexual assault is rape, but a lot of sexual assault is rape. And that's the goal in a lot of cases of sexual assault. Let's call it what it is. It's rape season. So what should you do during rape season? I mean, look. You know why I call it the red zone? It's so the parents won't get freaked out, right? Who's going to let their, what parent is going to let their 18-year-old daughter go off to live on some college if their freshman year begins with rape season? But I'm not interested in the niceties. I'm not interested in the marketing softness behind this. I'm interested in reality. And if more than 50% of sexual assaults are happening right now, well, there are reasons for that. And there are things that you can do to protect yourself. So let's start with the reasons why this happens. And by the way, although the majority of sexual assaults in the United States of America involve heterosexual men assaulting heterosexual women, that is not the only kind of sexual assault that takes place. Gay men get assaulted. Gay women get assaulted. Trans people get sexually assaulted at ridiculously high levels. You can be sexually assaulted by anyone. This is not, when I give this advice, this is gender neutral, okay? This is about understanding that if you, and in particular, if you are a freshman or if you are at a new school, this is advice that you want to heed. If you're a transfer, you've at least been through a couple of years of college, and you've got some sense of what college is like. If you're a freshman, can you say freshman, fresh person? I'm going to say freshman because it's easier to say. If you're a freshman, this is new for you. This may be your first extended time away from home. You may be in a new place surrounded by people who you do not know. And you may be full of hope and excitement and chomping at the bit to enjoy your freedom. And those are all good things. Those are all natural, healthy things. But the other thing that you need to understand is that you are now an adult. You are now on your own in your decision-making. You do not have parents telling you when you're going to be home, what you're going to do, what you're going to wear, who you're going to be with. You are now an adult in the sense that all of those decisions are yours and yours alone. And you will have to own the consequences of those decisions. So the advice that I am going to give you is advice that adults use. This is advice that older single women use. These are things that women who've been widowed, women who've been divorced, women who haven't dated in a number of years, these are all things that they do when they go out on a date with somebody, or when they move to a new city, or when they are trying to figure out if they're in a safe situation. Someday you are probably going to do some of these things, one way or another. Better to start doing them now. It really is better, because as much as college is a waypoint in your life and not your final destination, unless you're planning on being a professor, as much as college is a waypoint in your life, the habits that you form now are going to carry forward into your adult years. And this is a good time to start forming good habits. So I have five very solid pieces of advice here that will allow you to have fun and to protect yourself. And this primarily applies to first-year students, fresh people, freshmen, fresh women. And again, I don't care what your gender is, okay? I don't care. I don't care what your orientation is. Anyone can be a victim of sexual assault. It's rape season. Rape season is right now, okay? In the same way that the deer need to go run and hide at the back of the woods during hunting season, you need to protect yourself during rape season, no matter who you are. The number one thing, the first thing that you need to do is have a buddy. Someone that you trust. Someone, maybe it's your roommate, maybe it's someone who lives on your floor, maybe it's someone you met in class. Somebody that you meet during the first few days of your college experience is going to become a lifelong friend. It's just the way it goes. You meet somebody, you click, you're inseparable. Have that buddy. The first thing you do is make sure you have that buddy. Now, you're going to do two things with that buddy. First of all, you are going to make a pact. Because you're inseparable, you're probably going to see each other all the time. If it's your roommate, this is super easy. But you are going to make a pact to check on each other at midnight if you are not together and you haven't seen each other. So midnight rolls around and it's like, I don't know where my buddy is. Let me call. Let me text. You're going to check on each other at midnight and make sure that you're both safe. So number one, have a buddy. Number two, you make an agreement that if you haven't seen each other, you're going to check on each other at midnight. Number three, you are going to make an agreement that if one of you contacts the other and says, I need help, the other drops whatever they're doing and goes and helps. You will make a pact to rescue each other. Single adult women do this all the time. Single adult women will not go out on a date without having a friend who knows where they're going to be, who they're going to be with, and how they can be reached. And they may be sitting there waiting. You know, the friend is out on the date. The other one's sitting at home with a glass of wine waiting for that phone to light up. You look out for each other. So you make a pact. Number one, you get a buddy. Number two, you make a pact. You are going to check on each other every day at midnight. Number three, you make a pact that you will rescue each other. Okay? If one texts to the other or calls the other and says, I need help, the other person is going to drop everything that they're doing and go and help. Get your friend out of that situation. Those three things alone, those three pieces of advice will go a long way toward keeping you safe during rape season. Now, number four, if you are going to an event, go as a group, leave as a group. No person gets left behind. Big college parties are exciting. Oh, we're at somebody's house, we're at somebody's apartment, we're at the frat house. It's a huge party. And you are the prey. There are people lurking on the edges of that situation, okay? Going as a group is the herd mentality. And all the lions, you see the lions around the herd, they're trying to figure out who's vulnerable. They're trying to figure out who's alone that they can pick off. Because they know they can't take down the herd. That's why you go as a group. Appoint someone to be the den mother and stay sober if you need to. Or the den father to stay sober. And at a certain time, They're going to go around and they're going to get everybody together and you're all going to walk out the door together. That dreamy upperclassman who is making eyes at you all night long and telling you how special you are, if that dreamy upperclassman is really serious, give that upperclassman your number and wait for the call. Because if they're really serious, they'll call. If they're just a predator, forget about it. You won't hear from them. And you're better off without them. So that's number four. Go to events as a group. Leave events as a group. No person gets left behind. If someone's sitting there saying, no, 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 I can't go. This dreamy person is talking with me. The group surrounds them and hauls them away. Here's Dreamy's number. Call in the morning when everyone's sober. Final advice I'm going to give you. And this is sort of advanced. This is advanced technique. Is to wear clothes that make it difficult for someone to assault you. I'm not saying you got to wear a potato sack. All right? I'm not saying show up in a suit of armor. Although, it's going to be pretty hard for someone to assault you in a suit of armor. But I know women who will dress very attractively for a date and wear bicycle shorts. Because nobody's getting those bicycle shorts off unless she wants them off. Right? Leather pants, they don't just make you look good. They don't just make your butt look great. They're very, very difficult to remove. And it's very difficult to feel anything through them. So there are garments out there that are great looking, that will make you attractive, that will make you feel great, but that can also protect you from wayward individuals trying to sneak hands into places where hands don't belong. So that's sort of, you know, that's as far as I'm going to go where watch what you wear is concerned. I don't care what you wear. Wear whatever you want. But if you really don't want somebody reaching for parts, make it difficult for them to access those parts. If one other fashion accessory you might consider is dark glasses. Because a lot of the predators out there will study your eyes to see if you look vulnerable, to see if you look uncertain, to see if you look interested. And they will take advantage of that. If you're wearing dark glasses all night long, and they got no idea. They can't tell. So these are the five pieces of advice that I'm going to give you. Number one, have a buddy. You're going to make a friend somewhere on campus. It's guaranteed. Be close to that person. Look out for each other. And the way that you look out for each other, number two, you make a pact to check in with each other every night at midnight. Number three, you make a pact to rescue each other. One person texts the other one. You drop what you're doing. You go and you help them out. Number four, go to events as a group, leave as a group. No person left behind. Number five, don't want to be touched in certain areas? It's probably something you can wear to keep from being touched in those areas. And to make it very difficult for someone to assault you should you become incapacitated. And that is one of the main reasons why there is so much sexual assault during rape season. It's because you have a lot of young people off on their own for the first time, trying new things, don't necessarily know their tolerance, don't know how they're going to react to it. You pass out in a bed somewhere, and the next morning, you wake up with your clothes off, and some strange person sleeping next to you. What happened, you don't know. Or you have a little too much to drink, you get a little high, somebody looks attractive. The next thing you know, you're being pinned down and forced to do things you don't want to do. It is a sad reality that there are people out there waiting to take advantage of you. But that is life. That is reality. They are bad people. And they will always be bad people. It goes without saying, as difficult as it is, if you find yourself the victim of a sexual assault, you need to report it. And I'm not talking about telling your friends. I'm not talking about going on Twitter. I'm not talking about Me Too. I'm talking about you go to campus authorities. You go to the campus police. You go to the student health center. And be prepared to follow through. I know people who have been sexually assaulted. A number of them. It breaks my heart. Absolutely breaks my heart. And for a few of those people, I know their biggest regret is that they didn't come forward and say something. Because the person who assaulted them went on and assaulted other people. So not only do they live with the shame of their own assault, which should not be shameful, it is never your fault if somebody assaults you, but not only do they live with that shame, they live with the guilt of knowing that they could have saved somebody else. It is better during these 6 weeks, and I would say between now and Thanksgiving break, until you get your feet under you, until you know your way around, until you start to understand who's who, recognize that this is rape season. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. It's rape season. And you are on your own. And you are the prey. And when you're prey, you have to find ways to protect yourself. Have a buddy. Check in with each other every day at midnight. Make a pact that you will rescue each other. Go to events with the group and leave with the group. No person gets left behind. And as an advanced tip, you don't have to look frumpy. You don't have to look awful. But there are clothing items you can wear, like bicycle shorts, like leather pants, that are very, very difficult for someone to remove. So in the event that you find yourself in a situation, a predator who has to struggle to take advantage of you is probably going to give up. And the more time that you have to understand what's going on, the more time you have to react, the more time you have to scream. So that last one, I would consider optional. Of course, you know, the main advice is, guys, stop raping women. Stop, or whoever. I shouldn't say guys. Whoever is out there sexually assaulting other people, knock it off. You know what consent is. And if you don't know what consent is, if you don't understand consent, please go see a professional, because you shouldn't be walking out here with the rest of us. You are a danger to society. But most of the people who commit sexual assault know exactly what they're doing. They do. They're opportunists. They are opportunistic predators. And you need to be aware, no matter how safe things look, no matter how dreamy that person seems, you may find yourself dealing with a predator. And I would hate to see anything happen to anyone on this campus. So understand, welcome. This is a great place. You're in a generally safe area. But there are people anywhere you go in life waiting to take advantage of you, waiting to hurt you. It is rape season, and you need to treat it appropriately. 855-915-9636. Another issue that is big right now amongst the young people, which I suppose includes college students, is vaping. America is going through its what do you call an every 50-year cycle? There's a centennial. There's the sesquicentennial, that's 150 years. I guess it would be no, bicentennial's 200 years. So I guess it would be a decacentennial. America's going through its decacentennial freakout over youth smoking. Oh, no, wait, it's not smoking. Vaping. The children are vaping. The children are vaping. The end times are upon us. Yep, kids are vaping. And everybody's freaked out about it. Department of Health, the state governments, the local governments, the campus officials, everybody's losing their minds. They're advertising to children. They're making flavors that appeal to children. Smoking appeals to children. Let's start with this one basic truth. Smoking is enjoyable, okay? I smoke. I've been trying to quit for years. I have to quit now. I don't have a choice, all right? And I'm working on it. But smoking is a joy. People like smoking, okay? It's fun. It makes you feel good. Makes you less tense. That's why people smoke. Not because it comes in candy flavors. Ooh, cinnamon flavor cigarette. No one cares, okay? Smoking itself, nicotine delivery, is pleasant, okay? It could taste like garbage, okay? It could taste like a linebacker's jock strap. And people would still smoke. But we're in the middle of the hysteria right now because all the kids are smoking, and we need to do something about it. We need to shut these companies down, and we need to stop the marketing, and we need to pass laws. Isn't there already a law on the books that says no one under the age of 18 can buy nicotine products, and that includes e-cigarettes? There's no exemption for e-cigarettes. The laws exist. This is collective freakout. And you know why this is collective freakout? Because there are real issues in this country, like mass shootings, like Antifa, that our politicians don't want to deal with because it might upset somebody. They don't care if they beat up on the tobacco companies. They'll beat up on the tobacco companies all day long because there's only a handful of executives impacted by that. They banned cigarettes in the United States. You know how many tobacco farmers are going to be affected? Zero. Zero. You know why? Because they'll just grow the tobacco and ship it to some other part of the world that doesn't care. And believe it or not, most parts of the world don't care. Most parts of the world aren't all worked up about cigarette smoking. But in America, oh my God, the kids are vaping. Did you hear? The children are vaping. The children are vaping. What are we going to do? The children are vaping. This may or may not have something to do with the tone of coverage that a story that is actually very important is getting right now. This is from Vox. Honestly, I expect more. Julia Bellas calls herself a science reporter. I guess because this appears in their science and health section. And this was published yesterday. And at the time that this was published, everything that was said in it could be refuted if anyone had bothered to do basic research. From Vox, from Julia Bellas, who probably needs to find another line of work. Vaping appears to be making hundreds of people sick. No one knows exactly why. Well, already your headline is wrong. The mysterious spike in respiratory illnesses is a reminder that e-cigarettes may be more dangerous than they seem. Ooh, here comes the hysteria. More than 200 people across the United States have come down with a mysterious illness that appears to be linked to vaping. The latest wake-up call to the potentially serious health risks of using e-cigarettes. Almost everything in that sentence is wrong, other than the 200 people getting sick. As of August 27th, there were 215 cases of severe respiratory disease in 25 states since late June, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention reported Friday. All patients reported using e-cigarette products. But while officials believe their illness is associated with vaping, they haven't been able to single out which ingredient or device may be causing the problem. So far, the patients have a few things in common. They suffered from respiratory symptoms, including coughing, shortness of breath, chest pain, and difficulty breathing. Some have gotten seriously ill, even winding up in intensive care units on oxygen support through ventilators or intubation. Most are in their late teens and 20s with no underlying health issues. Many cases also involved vaping THC-containing liquids, though it's not clear whether that was from cannabis e-cigs or nicotine e-cigs. You cannot smoke cannabis liquid through most nicotine e-cigs that you're going to get over the counter. We're talking about the dedicated vape machines, yes. And the CDC singled out black market products as another potential commonality. Quote, anyone who uses e-cigarette products should not buy these products off the street and should not modify e-cigarette products or add any substances to these products that are not intended by the manufacturer, the CDC warned. There is some actual useful, good, helpful information. Don't buy your vape stuff off the street. Don't modify the vape pens. And then, of course, the CDC has to go on to say e-cigarette products should not be used by youth, young adults, pregnant women, as well as adults who do not currently use tobacco products. The people are vaping. The people are vaping. The sky is falling. The people are vaping. Vox goes on, but that's not the only alarming health problem linked to vaping lately. And that's why the way we view the safety of these devices is likely to change in the coming weeks and years. And then we go in all this stupid, here's five things you need to know. All right. Let me be straight with you, folks. We have a health problem in this country. We have a very serious health problem where more than 200 people have gotten sick from vaping. Full stop, period. More than 200 people have gotten sick from vaping. One person has died. This is serious stuff. The CDC is not entirely clueless. This article was posted in the Minnesota Star, Minnesota Star Tribune, several hours before the hysterical screed that Julia Bellas posted on Vox. Guess which one gets more traction on Google? That's why you don't trust one source, kids. Patients hospitalized in 8 Minnesota vaping cases used THC. Interviews with teenagers who suffered vaping-associated injuries are finding marijuana-derived THC in most cases. State and federal health investigators are focusing on illicit THC compounds as they search for the cause of a rash of vaping-related respiratory illnesses that struck teens and young adults this summer. Health officials have interviewed 8 of 15 patients in Minnesota who have been hospitalized for severe respiratory illnesses with confirmed links to vaping. All inhaled THC, said Richard Danila, epidemiology program manager for the Minnesota Department of Health. All inhaled THC. Quote, true for Minnesota. All of the ones we have interviewed, 8 out of 8, said they used an illegal THC product, Danila said Tuesday. Okay. Another 9 hospitalizations for respiratory injuries have been reported to the state, but investigators haven't confirmed their links to vaping yet, either by interviewing the patients or by reviewing their medical records. So you got 15 patients, you've got 15 patients. You interview 8 of them. All 8 of them say, I smoked an illegal THC product and then I got sick. You got 7 more that you haven't talked to yet. You want to lay a bet. You want to make a wager with me that those 7 are going to say, I smoked an illegal THC product? You maybe want to say that? Here's the problem with the Vox coverage. And here's how the Vox coverage is doing you an active disservice. The Vox coverage, Julia Bellas, is all caught up in the hysteria. The children are vaping. How do we stop the children from vaping? Hey, you know what? There's this disease that's killing some people. Let's make them think they're all going to get the disease if they smoke e-cigarettes. How does that help you? How does that inform you? This is media being weaponized against you. What you need to know is that there are 215 people sick in this country. One person has died. And from Minnesota, we're finding out that there is a strong link, a very strong link, 8 out of 15 patients. In epidemiological terms, that's a lot. That is a commonality. That's what they're looking for, is a common cause. 8 out of 15 patients were vaping THC products. So, what you want to do as an informed individual is, first of all, don't buy stuff on the street. Don't buy vape products on the street. Welcome to the Commonwealth of Massachusetts, where recreational marijuana is legal. And go on over there to Brookline, hook yourself up with nice store-bought THC products, edibles, oils, flower. It's all there. It's all state certified. You're going to pay some taxes on it, but you know where it came from, and you know it ain't going to kill you. Do not buy THC oil for your vape on the street. Okay? Make that promise to yourself. Make that promise to your buddy who's going to check in on you at midnight. And if your buddy shows up and says, hey, I bought some THC on the street, slap it out of their hand. Stomp on it. Smash it. Wreck it. Do not use THC that you bought on the street. Okay? This is what everybody should be telling you right now. I should not be the only one behind a microphone saying this. Everyone else should calm down with their e-cigarette hysteria for 5 minutes. And look at what's really going on here, okay? If you're buying Blue, if you're buying Views, if you're buying whatever that other third brand is out there from one of the major tobacco companies, those don't seem to be the cause of the illness. That is not a guarantee. but they don't seem to be the cause of the illness. The cause of the illness seems to be the standalone vape products that people are buying in vape shops, and then they're getting THC oil on the street, and some of the THC oil is bad. Okay? Let me give you an analog for this. If there was some bad heroin out on the streets, the news media wouldn't be sitting around saying, people are using heroin. There's some bad heroin out there. Nobody should use heroin. For God's sake, don't use heroin. No. You know what they'd be saying? Because I've heard police say this around here. There is a bad batch of heroin in this community right now. If you have heroin, throw it away. Don't use it. It's killing people. That's the information you should be getting. Not the hysteria, not the hype. The information you should be getting right now is there appears to be a link between street THC oil of unknown origin. We don't know where it is. We don't know who's making it. We don't know what's in it. We don't know where it's coming from. But there appears to be a link between street THC oil, illicit THC oil, for vaping products and severe respiratory illness. Don't use it. Don't use it. Go get the legal stuff. Ask around. Somebody will tell you where the place is. Not easy to get to. You're gonna have to take a couple of trains. And I'm not telling you to use this stuff. I don't know what the Tufts policy is on whether or not you can. I mean, it's legal in the state. I don't know if it's legal on campus. You live off campus, you can do whatever you want. But this drives me crazy, okay? This is a public health issue, okay? There's some bad stuff on the streets. There's some bad THC vape oil out there that has killed a person and is making other people very sick. You don't want to go near this, okay? So set aside all the hype about e-cigarettes and how concerned we are about e-cigarettes and give the public health information that they need. The health information that you need is stay away from THC oil. Do not vape THC oil. Don't do it until we figure out what the heck is going on with this. Because I'll tell you, there are hundreds of thousands of, probably millions of people in this country right now using e-cigarettes, using Blue, using Vuse, using, you know, the main brands that are out there. Those aren't the people that are going into the hospital. It's a bunch of people in their teens and early 20s who are quite possibly messing around with things they shouldn't be messing around with. And instead of having a big freak out about the children are vaping, let's focus in on what matters here. Okay? Do not use THC oil in your vape pen or your e-cigarette or whatever it is that you use to smoke. Do not use THC oil from anywhere. Don't even use the stuff that you're getting. I suppose you could. No, don't even use the stuff at the vape shop. Don't vape THC. Knock it off. Smoke it the old-fashioned way, like we used to. You take a soda can, you crush it a little bit, you put some pinholes in it, pull the tab off, and you got yourself something to smoke marijuana with. It's legal now, so I can say that, right? I'm not advocating the use of drugs. I promise you that. But I am telling you, don't vape THC oil until the CDC can get a handle on what's going on here. That is the best lead that we have right now about what's happening. Do not vape THC oil. Interesting story coming out of Pittsburgh. Which is just pure fascism, I think. Of course, the people who are doing it would admit for a second that it's fascism. But a local city councilor seems to think that it is. And I agree with the local city councilor. This is from CBS Pittsburgh. Local effort to boycott businesses owned by Trump supporters brings strong response from GOP. Local social media is abuzz, always, over efforts in Pittsburgh to identify and boycott businesses owned by supporters of President Donald Trump. Quote, I think it's important because people have a right to know where their money is going, Pittsburgh blogger Brian Brome told KDKA political editor John Delano on Tuesday. This guy is dumb enough to show his face in front of the cameras. In a recent Facebook post, a page identified only as, quote, Ban Kenny Chesney from Pittsburgh. I need to stop right there. I need to say, okay. Do the Yinzers know you're writing this, whoever's writing this? A page identified only as Ban Kenny Chesney from Pittsburgh says there's a list of almost 100 local businesses owned by Trump supporters, which will soon be disclosed on a new website. As of Tuesday night, the Facebook page had been taken down. Broom supports this disclosure. Quote, if there is a specific ideology that you don't support, you are well within your rights not to hand that money to someone who supports that ideology, says Broom. Trump supporters have boycotted everything from Keurig to Nike, liar, so I don't know why, quote unquote, the other side can't decide not to give their money to businesses as well. Maybe you put down the bong for 5 minutes, Brian Broom. First of all, Trump supporters have not boycotted Nike. Does anybody remember the big conservative boycott of Nike? When did that happen? Anyone? Bueller, there was no conservative boycott of Nike. I don't believe Trump supporters have boycotted Keurig either. I think there was a boycott of SodaStream protesting Palestinian rights and that product found itself in some hot water. I haven't heard of any Keurig boycott. I guess I'm not getting the conservative memo anymore that tells me what products I'm not allowed to use. Conservatives don't boycott things. This is where this guy is out of his mind in the first place. Conservatives don't boycott things. You will go try and find an organized conservative boycott of anything in this country. We try. You know what? I'll give you one, because one just occurred to me. When the NFL players were kneeling, and a handful of dum-dums got together and like, we're burning our football gear and we're never watching the NFL again. Yeah, how long did that last? How long did that last? You know why? You know why Nike's fine. Nike's fine. Nike's making all kinds of money. What are you talking about? I'm surprised you didn't bring up Gillette. You know, Gillette just lost $8 billion because they thought intersectional feminism was a great way to advertise razors. Here's the problem with Brian Broom and his little plan. This isn't about a boycott. This isn't about a boycott at all. This is about harassment. Okay? And this is Allegheny County Councilman Sam DeMarco, who chairs the county's Republican Party. Quote, they want to cost people their livelihoods just because you don't agree with them politically. I believe I brought that point up last week when people were talking about what were they going to boycott? They were going to boycott Darden restaurants because some idiot on Twitter said they support Trump, which is a lie. It's not true. Darden restaurants does not support Trump. And all of these alleged pro-labor, pro-middle-class people, we support labor. We support the middle class. We're looking out for the little guy. They want to cost bartenders and barbacks and cooks and waiters and waitresses and hosts and hostesses their jobs because maybe somebody in the organization might have given some money to the president. How is that pro-labor? I'll bet you anything Brian Broom thinks he's pro-small business. But boy, he wants to boycott small business if he doesn't like the way that the people who run that business think. You can't have it both ways, dum-dum. Allegheny City Councilman Sam DeMarco says this, quote, it's not just absurd, but I believe it's dangerous. DeMarco says this kind of attempted boycott against Trump supporters could also be used against those who donate to Democratic candidates. You are correct, sir. If one side's putting up a list and taking action, the other side puts up a list and takes action. That's how it goes. That's why we are always afraid of people who make lists. And then my favorite line in this whole story, DeMarco calls the effort fascist. Thank you, City Councilman DeMarco. You are 100% correct. Quote, look at what they're trying to do. People who they just don't agree with, they want to take and punish. I absolutely believe this is a fascist behavior, and I totally reject it. DeMarco compares it to the Nazis drawing Stars of David on Jewish-owned businesses to urge Germans to boycott. You are correct. And normally, I'm not going to get on board with somebody who jumps straight to the nuclear option in an argument, which is call your opponent a Nazi. But when you're saying you want to name and shame businesses, small businesses, online, you're not talking about a boycott. You want people to go down there and harass them. You want people to go down there and smash their windows. You want people to go down there and drive them out of town. And we are not having that. In the same way that we are not having people protest Super Happy Fun America because they have no idea what that organization stands for. By the way, if you donate money to a political candidate over $250, that goes in a public database. So anybody can go and get this information at any time. That doesn't mean we should be putting it up on websites and inviting people with fascist tendencies to take action. 855-915-9636. It is WMFO Medford. Derek Gary with you until 9 o'clock tonight. On the Tell Mikey D, coming your way in just 10 minutes. But before that, my favorite thing from the past week and the strangest thing from the past week coming up next after this here on WMFO Medford.
The summer wind came blowing in from across the sea. It lingered there to touch your hair and walk with me. All summer long we sang a song and then we strolled that golden sand. Two sweethearts and the summer wind. Like painted kites, those days and nights, they went flying by. The world was new beneath the blue umbrella sky. Then softer than a piper man, one day it called to you. I lost you to the summer wind. Summer wind, the summer wind, warm summer wind, the summer wind.
Number one, always fighting. Now I'm fighting for your life. I'm fighting for your life because if you use drugs, you better leave it alone. Drugs are contagious. They're killers. Every drug is a killer. Stay away from drugs. Drugs will take your life away. And if you want to live, stay away from drugs because they are super bad, super bad, super bad. super bad, super bad, super bad.
You're not wired to have a response to this sound. You're neutral to it. You hear it every time you finish a meal and never feel anything. But if we were able to associate this sound with a new stimulus, save the food, we've achieved pulling a natural response from you. Save the food. Why are we doing this, you may ask? Save the food. Because this ad is trying to change your after-meal behavior through brainwashing. Because food waste costs the average family $1,500 a year. Save the food. Cha-ching. And $1,500 extra is like getting a pay raise. Save the food. Cha-ching.
You're promoted.
Which could pay for your child's braces. Save the food.
Cha-ching. You're promoted.
Check out my braces.
So when you hear this sound, rethink your behavior. Cook it, store it, share it. Just don't waste it. For tips and recipes, visit savethefood.com. Brought to you by NRDC and the Ad Council.
Everything is awesome. Everything is cool when you're part of a team. Everything is awesome when we live in our dream. Everything is better when we stick together. Side by side, you and I, gonna win forever. Let's party forever. We're the same, I'm like you, you're like me. We're all working in harmony. Everything is awesome.
WMFO Medford 91.5 FM. It is the Big Picture. Waiting moments. Oh, no, wait, no. No, yeah, I wanted to do that. Derek Gary pressing the wrong buttons, as I do every single week. You'll get used to this if you're new to the show. But this is also the time of the show for That's What's Hot. Okay. I am completely scrambled at this moment. This is the time of the show for What's Hot. My favorite thing from the past week. And in case you haven't noticed, it's Halloween season. And I bring this up if you are someone who is a fan of Halloween decor and ringing telephones. That was a spooky ringing phone effect in the background. If you are a fan of Halloween decor, guess what? You have to go buy it now because it's all going to be sold out in a week. So Home Depot and Lowe's, I know has this. Home Depot probably has this as well. Has this really, really cool new light out this year. And I'm kind of into, I hate the laser lights that people throw around at Christmas time, and you'll find out about that. I'll play that clip for you someday. But Halloween lights, the spotlights and the circling things and the swirling ghosts and all the rest of that, I love that stuff. I think it's great. Jemmy has a great new product out. There are two versions of this. This is the Ice Creams Twinkling Red Light Multi-Design Halloween Light and the Twinkling Green LED Multi-Design Halloween Light. Basically, what this does is instead of having like a bunch of ghosts circling on the side of your house or a bunch of pumpkins circling on the side of your house, which we all have to admit looks kind of weird, you set this up and it projects two giant eyes, either red or green, depending on which color you get, on the side of your house, and they open and close. And the effect of this thing is amazing because somebody will be walking down the street and all of a sudden these eyes open up and they're looking at them and then the eyes close again. And it's a great spooky effect. Now, these things are $23. You can get them at Lowe's. If you go to Lowe's and look up Halloween projector or just walk into a Lowe's store, you will find them. I'm definitely adding one of these to my display this year. But as I said, this is the new reality. You got to go get this stuff now if you want it, because they're going to have the Christmas stuff out by the middle of the month. So don't dawdle. Go get your Halloween decorations today.
Where's your
And we close the show, as always, with That's the Thing That Happened, the strangest story from the past week. Connecticut. We're usually not this close to home. Wrong place, wrong time. Richard Butler, 82, and his wife Joyce were out for a drive when they pulled into the parking lot of the Grace Richardson Conservation Area in Fairfield. Unknown to the Butlers, they were about to get arrested as part of a sweep for lewd conduct that netted three additional men. Connecticut has since dropped all charges against the couple, who have been married for 60 years. Reached for comment by the Smoking Gun, Richard Butler had this to say, quote, "I haven't had sex in maybe 10 years. I got no blood flow. I got three doctors that would back me up. What the F can I do in the effing front seat of a car?" Sorry to hear that, Mr. Butler. Glad to hear the charges got dropped. The couple also told the Smoking Gun they have no plans whatsoever to return to that conservation area. Can't say I blame them. Connecticut police, you know what? You might want to do a make good for them. You know, buy them some coffee. Do something nice for that poor elderly couple. Anyway, that is just about all the time that we have for this week on the Tell Mikey D coming up next. I will say, welcome to Boston if you are new to the area. Welcome to campus. Welcome to Tufts University. Welcome to Boston University. Welcome to whatever school you have chosen to attend here in America's greatest college city. I look forward to you joining us every week, and I look forward to you sticking around every week because the show that's coming up after me is one of the best radio shows in the city of Boston. If you like local music, you are going to find more of it and better of it in the next 3 hours than pretty much any place you can go on your Boston radio dial. So I will be back next week, 7 to 9. Don't forget, before the show, check out Time Travel with Chris Earle every Wednesday from 5 to 7. He's going to be off next week. I'm going to be here next week. I'm going to be off the week after that. We'll work it all out. Until next time, stay safe, everybody.